Thank you. And welcome to the Trees and Nylon podcast. I'm your host, Trees and Nylon. And if you couldn't tell from that beautiful rendition of the intro, I am joined today by none other than Jossi himself of Common Ground fame, a Manchester legend. I'm surprised they don't have a statue of you up there yet in the city center.
Hey, they will.
They will. Give it a couple of years. Jossi was last on the podcast 2 years ago. In March, almost exactly a year, or exactly 2 years ago from now, and we're back, and he's his first solo episode. He's a little bit nervous. We were talking about the pre-show. He's got pre-show jitters. He almost canceled on me after we moved it around like three or four times to accommodate both of our schedules.
We both forgot last week. It's not just on me.
Okay. Last week I didn't have my laptop, but I could have done it. So when you said you wanted to move, I was like, okay, sure. Yeah, that's good.
I didn't actually tell you, like, when you messaged me, I'd literally just parked up in Sainsbury's car park or whatever to do my weekly food shop.
No worries, man. No worries. We're here now. That's all that matters. And you and I have spoken a couple times since on the somewhat defunct Technically Professionals podcast, me and Ali Run. You can go check those out. Listen to the Jossi episodes if you need more of his voice in your ears. But we're here today to do a little bit of a fireside chat, less of a normal Trees and Nylon interrogation, more of just, you know, catching up. How have you been? What you been up to? And I got some questions for you that I'd like you to answer under oath, right hand on the Bible or on the Constitution. I believe you're allowed to swear on if you don't want to swear to a god or a deity of some sort.
I wouldn't have a clue. What else can we do it on? GulpCore related.
Yeah, Jossi does it on an Arcteryx Beta AR.
Yeah,
but he swears on the dead bird. swear on the dead bird. That would be a cool like RPG, like medieval setting, like house, like the dead bird house, you know, like on your crest and everything. That'd be good. This is Common Ground ideas for you. It's technically not copyright infringement if you just use a colloquial name of the dead bird for Arcteryx. But anyway,
just go around the loophole. Yeah.
Yeah. Just go around it. I mean, tell, what's his name? Bootlab. Remember, you know him? He makes the ArcTexas shirts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell him. This is good. This has got legs. I want a full suit of armor and cast steel with the dead bird crest on it delivered to my doorstep. It weighs 2 tons.
That costs a lot to ship.
Yeah, but listen, I work in market research. I can actually afford that. No, I can't actually. I have a mortgage to pay off. I got a house. Did you know that?
I think I did. Are you married yet?
Okay. I'm getting married later this year, but I'm going to live stream it for you guys.
Yeah, perfect. I think we had this conversation before.
We talked about live streaming the wedding, but now that it's like a few months out, I'll make sure I get a live stream set up for you guys.
I'm not joking. I really hope you do. I want to be there.
I can do that. We're going to have a photographer there. I can just ask them to set up the camera and live stream it.
The question is who gets the invite to the live stream?
Obviously the Common Ground. You guys can set up a watch party. You can rent out some space in London and do a watch party.
That would be cool.
Is it possible to do a live stream just to like close friends? Because I don't have a close friend story, but
I think, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll do some research.
Yeah, just do a Zoom link and send it to
A Zoom link. That's good. Yeah. Cool. Well,
you need to live stream. You need to live stream the after party too. Like the part
to the reception. Reception. Yeah, we'll do that. I was going to say something else. On the topic of live streaming and Common Ground and all that, we need to schedule a Common Ground game show.
Mm-hmm.
I need to schedule a Common Ground game show because for the past probably year and a half, I've been saying like it'd be so cool to have you guys on and do like a fashion outdoors themed like Jeopardy game where you guys can all answer questions and win points and win big prizes.
I think we're down. We're down to do it.
I know you are. And I get messages every once in a while from different members like, hey, when is this going to happen? And I'm like,
yeah, come on. You need to sort it out.
Maybe let's say like in May. Or maybe, yeah, we'll say in May.
Maybe.
May. I'm not specifying a year, but we'll say in May. Because I need to like write questions. I need to figure out the best way to set that up so that everything works and like the most logistically sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cool.
But anyway, we'll actually get it going after so many years of talking about it. Maybe I'll field questions from the community and see what's best. But anyway.
Oh, I'm down. I'd win. I'm 100% going to win.
You'd win?
Yeah.
When was Arc'teryx founded?
No comment.
Okay, cool. I'll be very interested to see what happens with this game show. Speaking of Common Ground.
Wait. First jacket, 1998. Year I was born.
I'm not going to fact check you. Sure. You win.
That's not when they were founded.
Yeah, that was when the first jacket was made.
Yeah.
What did they start with? What was the first thing Arc'teryx made?
Alpha SV.
Cool. What are some Common Ground ideas you got in the works? If you can talk about them. If you can't, just say you can't talk about it and I'll move on.
Yeah, I don't really know if we can talk about it. There's some things we can't talk about. But then there are just like, do you know what? I don't really know if there's a massive direction or like things that we've got in the works. It's stayed kind of relatively the same since the beginning, really. It's just been group walks.
Yeah.
And sometimes some brands get involved. And that's kind of the shit that we can't really talk about until it's out in the air.
I get it.
But yeah, nothing like, I don't know, nothing crazy, I don't think, is on the horizon anytime soon, at least.
Do you see like what would be your dream for Common Ground? Like what's the end goal? Or is the end goal just walks and like to get more people in?
My dream is probably that. Like I'm really happy with how we're doing and like it's grown like pretty big.
Yeah.
It's hard to know because it's like our thing, like it. So I don't know. I've had conversations with people where I don't think they're going to know about it, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I know Common Ground," and it's like, "Oh okay, cool." Yeah. So like, staying pretty humble, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, my dream's probably a bit different to how the other lads see it as well. They might want.
What's your dream?
Well, not dream, but I'm just happy with how it is, you know.
And oh, okay.
Steady
you,
growth.
You have like, no like. Empire dreams for Common Ground. You're just cool. I
want to build it up to this massive thing and then sell it for $1 billion.
A billion. That's cool. Yeah. Get bought up by like Microsoft.
But there we go. Yeah. Who wants to buy Common Ground?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll get some valuations out there. We'll see how much it's worth now. I'm thinking Common Ground, IPO in like 2027, maybe. Like you can go on the stock market 2027, buy Common Ground stock. It'll be super volatile, like based on like weather conditions, it'll go up or down. That's pretty good. Nice.
We'll set up like a trading page. And like
we'll set up a trading page.
Most people just like, hey, want to join my trading course?
I don't know if sports betting is big in the UK, but in the US, betting has had like a big moment over the past. Like people are, I think it just became legal in a few more states. And that's why like everyone's talking about it. But you could do like sports betting on Common Ground events. You have like
because we have over here like you'll get like betting experts / basically like betting influencers and you can like buy into their program. And you pay like it's either like a one-off fee or a monthly subscription or whatever. And they basically just tell you the bets that they're going to place, but they're always very much like, hey, look, there's no guarantees, guys. Like, this is just my opinion and what I think is going to come in. And like, you can follow the bets and if you do, you're going to potentially earn this amount of money. But if they lose, like, not on me, but like, they're already making money from people buying into
And they're probably getting brand sponsorship as well.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if you've got those, but we have like quite a few.
We have those for sports betting. We have those for like gambling websites. Is Is gambling a thing in the UK? Can you guys go to like play blackjack and
gambling's massive.
Is that you to Manchester? Okay, so you're
Maybe not as big as the US, I guess. You've got like Vegas and shit like that, but
well, we have Vegas, which is a monolith to sin and godlessness, if you've ever been. Truly, I went 2 years ago or last year. Can't remember, but I went for one of my fiance's friend's wedding. And I told her, like, this is the farthest I've ever felt from God. This is insane. There's really just like pictures of escorts on the ground, like, call this number. We can have an escort to your room in 10 minutes. Like, everyone's day drinking at like 7 a.m. As soon as you get out on the street, people are just like the day drinking thing, that's normal for you, okay? Maybe I shouldn't have brought that one up. The casinos are open 24/7. Like, it's just peak degeneracy. But it is fun when you're winning. Like, I didn't have fun at all until I started winning in at the tables. But I mean, I'd go back now that I know how to play. Betting. They are online. Are you saying let's go together?
Yeah, let's do it. I've been to a casino once and came out winning. So that's good.
Hey, you have beaten like 90% of people that go to casinos.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah. You gotta my strategy, obviously, like everyone else who walks in, is to not leave with less money than you started. Which I already worked. I did. But my big winning, quote unquote, was I was playing roulette at a machine because we had a flight. We were going to get up at 5 a.m. the next morning to get on our flight. And it was like 9. We were both really tired. We'd been out all day, like partying with the newlyweds. And we were just at a casino. Like, we just had a little bit of extra cash. We're like, yeah, let's just like throw $20 on a machine. I was playing. She was literally asleep on my shoulder and I was just pressing buttons on the screen. And I got it up. We started putting with 20. I got it up to 120. And I was like, well, the smartest move would be go cash out and then put another 20 in and have $100 of like winning, or $100 of winning, right? And then put another 20. But I didn't want to move because then she'd wake up and it's like, I don't want to wake her up. So I just kept playing and I got it all the way back down to 20. I was like, oh,
no.
All right. Let's go now. Let's wake up at 5 a.m. Vegas was interesting. Vegas, there's really good food in Vegas. I don't know if you're a foodie. I know you don't eat anything except for vegetables. So.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not a veggie anymore.
What? Who broke you? What happened?
What happened?
Talk
about it on the podcast, I guess.
Do you not want to talk about it? You don't have to talk about it.
Well, we can talk about it. Just maybe have to be a section of it bleeped.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. You just tell me what needs to be bleeped.
Yeah, for sure. I was basically, why am I not veggie anymore? I was at a festival. Okay. Last year, maybe, and I was just sort of like vibing out, laying on the floor. My friend had just gone and got a massive plate of like chicken strips or chicken wings or something, and she didn't eat them all, and there was just like loads left, and I was super hungry, and I was just like, yeah, why not? Like, this is exactly what I want to do right now, and then started eating them, thought they were great. And then never looked back since. Like, we don't really, I don't buy like meat in the food shop. So like, it's not meat at home. But if I'm out of the home, I'm eating.
Okay. That's how my friend is too. His fiance is vegetarian as well. And she does all the cooking. So when he's at home, like maybe she'll make him meat sometimes, or like he's the one who has to make it for himself and he doesn't like cooking. So he's mostly vegetarian at home. But then whenever he's out, it's like Chick-fil-A, Burger King, whatever, right? Whatever's closest and cheap, right? So wow, very interesting. You were broken by chicken strips.
Yeah,
but hey, welcome. Chicken strips are great, man. So that's my
really
go-to.
They really, like, I think if there's one thing I missed in my like 4 or 5 years of being veggie, it was like dirty chicken shop.
Yeah,
chicken strips.
How do you feel? Because I know some people who go vegetarian for a long time feel like they get sick when they eat meat again. Have you experienced that at all? Or are you like just completely assimilated just fine? Like nothing was ever
I mean, I don't want to go into like too much detail for the listeners, but yeah, no, it was relatively fine. Like, obviously, probably a little bit of a shock to the system initially.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got you.
Hey, I'm used to it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, hey, welcome back. And next question I got for you. How's the weather? How's the weather down there in Manchester? Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. We've had like a couple of nice days. It's the weird stage of the weather in the UK where like spring's kind of really coming and it looks like it's starting to get sunny, but then like all of a sudden it would just start fucking snowing again, which it snowed like a couple weeks ago. And so like the temperature doesn't really know what it's doing. Like it was warm the other week and now it's gone freezing again. And like Manchester is just renowned for rain anyway. So
yeah. Thank you, ExxonMobil and BP. Thank you to the Koch brothers and to plastics, the international plastics manufacturers. I'm really enjoying this 1 week of sunny 75 degrees Fahrenheit weather, and then the next week is like 50s Fahrenheit weather.
You're having it too, right? Where it's just like all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of spring, but I feel like the fluctuations have been a lot bigger than they normally are.
It's insane. It's actually insane. I don't want to say I'm very knowledgeable on the topic, but
that's okay. Yeah,
I've recently, through work, taken some carbon literacy training.
Oh, nice.
So it kind of came up in the conversation.
It came up that you were like, I don't think climate change is real. We don't need the jolly, put it here. Dap you up.
Definitely not. That was definitely not the conversation. But the whole sort of like impact on weather and everything came up, and some myth busting going on.
Nice. Busting the myth of climate change. Thank you. Thank you for your service, proud soldier.
It's definitely real, guys.
Yeah, but it's not man-made. See, I couldn't think it's real, but it's not man-made. You know, you say those people, Jossie, if you ever get in an argument on the internet like I do. And if you see me in the comments, mind your goddamn business. Don't reply to me. You tell them, according to the charts, this is something you should know too. According to the charts, like the Earth does heat and cool naturally.
Yeah, of course.
It goes in cycles. But we should be cooling right now, and we are heating up. And the cycles didn't start going off trajectory until the Industrial Revolution. So
they have it.
Call it a coincidence if you want, man. But it's pretty good evidence. But anyway, let's move on to some viewer questions. We've got about 30 minutes left here before I need to hop on a riveting meeting call. So let's do it. From
did you just out yourself there? If anyone that you work with listens to this, they're gonna know you recorded this in work time.
Yeah, I mean, it's my lunch break.
Oh, cool. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm hustling. I'm
grinding.
Doesn't stop. This is from Jack.
Just Jack.
Jack Williams.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, he asks. In a world of more, how do you remind yourself that you're happy with what you have? Let me take it one more time. As a wizard this time. In a world of more, how do you remind yourself you're happy with what you have? Okay, let me take it one more time as a... No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Wow. First of all, great impressions.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know where to start with that question. That's deep for the first one. I think, to be fair, this is something that I've been thinking about a lot.
Is it?
In terms of like overconsumption with A, brands, B, influencers. Kind of on topical, I guess, to that question. In a world of more. I guess just like appreciate the small things. That's like a really wankery answer to give, isn't it? But
no, it's okay. Listen, here's the thing about Jack, friend of the podcast, Beach Bum in a Suit is
listen to his episode.
Goes into his episode. It came out. It was the last one I released.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. But anyway, he loves this kind of shit, man. he loves the bordering on just like corny type of insightful talk, like you just said. Appreciate the small things. That's a good thing. You can.
Yeah, but I think that is like a genuine answer to that question, right?
But here's the thing: it's good. It still works. You appreciate small things, you know. In a world of more, how do you mind yourself? Are you happy with what you have? This is what you do. You think about the people that don't have.
But yeah, affirmations, people. Positive. Well, okay.
Put them down. Be like, I got so much more than these people.
No, but. In all seriousness, like, be thankful for the shit that you do have that others don't. Not in a, you know, let's not mock poor people here, but like, you know, I've got a roof over my head. That's great.
Yeah, I think that's good. Just be appreciative, be grateful. That's good. That's very good, Jossie. You're good. I love you.
You don't need 20 waterproof jackets.
Yeah, you know? You need 30. Each of them in black,
all with a dead bird logo on.
All with the dead bird logo on them. Exactly. The next question comes from Kalaki Aiden, another mainstay on the podcast. He asks, "No way, you guys are bringing Jossie on. What does Ali have to say about this?" And to that, I say he was not happy.
Ali have to say about this? Did you ask Ali?
I don't think I told him you were coming on.
I don't have to
announce who's coming on the podcast to Ali.
Yeah, you do. He's like,
he's my man.
Doesn't he have shares or something? Does Ali not have shares in this podcast?
No, he doesn't have shares in this podcast. He does listen though, which is more than I can say for most people.
Hey, I listen, man.
Thank you. William.
Just William.
William. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. And every time I do this, I get so flamed. Okay. William LeJean Clow. Lee Jean-Claude. LeBron James. Is Common Ground planning any trips overseas?
Oh, man. Great question.
You're extending the branch, the trees and nylon branch in the United States. And I'll be leading some hikes.
Yeah, well, not too sure about that. We'll probably get canceled really quick. planning in the loose sense, like it's always something we've talked about, but not so much planning in the hard sense of like anything's booked, but like definitely something we've talked about quite a few times and want to do. So watch this space. That's it.
We look sideways.
We did do, actually, I'm just going back. We did do a Common Ground trip to France. We went to Font climbing. But that was kind of more like...
Was that just like a Common Ground members only thing, or was that like a walk type experience?
Yeah, it was like Common Ground members only. Well, it was opened to our sort of like friendship group. Kind of thing.
No, this is good. What you should do is you should do events like that, but people can pay for a Common Ground membership where you get access to exclusive events like, you know, trips to France and all that. But for the baseline free membership, you can go on all the walks and stuff. But there is a tier above that. And a tier above that, you actually get a Patreon where you can listen to episodes of the Tree the Nylon podcast.
you're grinding on the business front. I like it. That's a good idea. Man.
Let me get in there. We're starting an Etsy where we sell Common Ground. We sell Common Ground bear spray and toilet paper.
Maybe we can charge people like 50 quid to come on a walk.
Yeah. Or more.
Yeah.
So what we do is we do a rank based system where, the more money you spend, the farther in the front of the pack you get to be, you know?
The closer to us you get to be.
Yeah, the closer to you guys. That's what it is. The closer to the core. And so you can basically pay to be part of, like, you know, in the inner circle. Like you don't get to be part of a group chats or anything, but you do get to be in the front of the
like, yeah, yeah. You get to be in the pictures that go on Instagram.
Super parasocial. They're not going to tag you, though.
Jesus Could you imagine if we were like that? Wow.
That would be great, man. You should do that.
I don't think we would be still going if that was the case.
No, probably not. Probably not. Because you'd be millionaires.
Yeah, we would have sold it ages ago.
You would have sold it already. Yeah, it's a great idea. Commodifying hiking. It's beautiful. We Look Sideways asks, has he ever seen Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, I have. I used to love watching it. And I know
is
what
he's like a show or a movie.
Have you wait, do you not know about Dog the Bounty Hunter?
No, man. I live in America. What?
Yeah, it was filmed in America, sure. It was filmed in America.
Is it a British show?
I guess it must be then.
I guess it must be. Or maybe I might just not be educated. Let me look it up.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I know Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's referring to me though. That is Matt.
It's an American show.
Yeah. We're looking sideways. I forgot. We look sideways. Yeah. That's Matt. He owns All Conditions Media, the company that I work for.
Oh, nice. He'll be listening. Make sure you stay on your best behavior.
Yeah. Co-owns, and also runs a really cool podcast that you should probably check out, actually.
Nah, I'm good.
Hey, get him on the pod.
No free. Oh, yeah, I can do that one, though.
Well, you're going to say no free promo, but you've just said the name of the podcast.
You can give me free promo. Is it that's the name of the show?
Yeah.
What I just said? I'm bleeping it. I'm bleeping it out. What's the joke behind Dog the Bounty Hunter?
I have a pair of Oakley sunglasses that I would say I could get right now, but they're nowhere near. They're like in a different room. But I think the references to that, they look pretty Dog the Bounty Hunter-esque.
Nice.
If you know who Dog the Bounty Hunter
is. I just Googled it. Yeah, I can imagine.
He looks like a pretty intense guy.
He does. He looks like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, I can't believe like you'd never heard of it.
Well, wild. See, the show came out in the... Oh, he was convicted of murder. Third degree murder in 1976 and sentenced to 5 years in prison.
I didn't know that.
The show came out in... he has 13 children from 6 different relationships.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
He's 5'7". Wow. I'm going to get him on a podcast. Sorry. Getting off track here. Let's ask the next question. Ian Granger, I'd like to know, or I guess commands me to say, ask him about his sports car. how's your sports car doing, Jossie? What's the story there? Yeah,
it's really good, man. Had my license for years, never had a car, got this job, decided to treat myself, to bought a Toyota Aygo, which is like best sports car in the world.
What did you say?
A Toyota Aygo or Aygo? Don't know if you, same thing. Are you familiar? Are you in the car world at all?
Toyota. Let's see. Oh wow! Congratulations, yeah, man! Flashy.
No, yeah. I'm trying not to. It's a humble brag. It's a humble brag. Try not to brag about it too much.
Yeah, I understand. It's hard to stay humble though when you have something of this caliber. What year is it?
I think it's like a 12 plate. I can't.
Nice, dude. Nice, dude.
Hey, great car. It's taken me many places.
Yeah. You know? Listen, Toyotas—they refuse to die. So
don't do that because mine's probably gonna die now.
That's what they say though. Toyotas and Hondas, at least in the US, those are like the brands that people buy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the car that's most likely to make it past 100,000 miles.
Yeah, hopefully. Mine's on like 98,000 now, so let's see.
Yeah, it should make it
there. It's a great car, taking me to Scotland, North Wales, Lake District.
Jossie, everywhere. Stop right there. I have another question for you that relates to that. Aaron Lee 88 plans for a common ground meetup in Scotland. Can you imagine the luck of that? Do you have any plans?
So we have done already. We did a in collaboration with Berghaus.
Aaron. If I were you, I'd probably delete my Instagram account.
It wasn't quite Scotland though, so it was like the Scottish English border.
Okay, never mind. We're back on.
A place called Kilda. We did like a night hike thing there and some stargazing, which is pretty cool with Berghaus. Very cool. That's like the furthest up north we've gone. So yeah, Scotland's definitely on the cards. Maybe on the cards this year. No spoilers yet. I don't know. We'll see.
No brands named. No spoilers.
No. I think it's just finding the right time in Scotland because all the midges and whatnot and like getting the weather right. Do you know midges? Do you have midges in the US? You do?
What is that? No, what's the word you just said?
Midges.
Okay.
You don't have midges?
What is it?
Like tiny little flies?
Oh no, those are all dead because of climate change.
Oh shit. But have you not seen like what midges in Scotland? I don't know. If you literally Googled like Scotland midges, you'll see some fucking crazy images.
Oh.
Like it's insane.
Biting midges. Whoa. He might be removed from Scotland permanently. Oh, these look terrible.
Yeah.
They bite
and like
you.
The amount, if you go in the wrong, like at the wrong time, and if there's no wind, the amount that there is like crazy.
Wow. I thought you were saying like a slang for like mosquito or something.
Maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know.
No, because mosquitoes don't do this. This is like a whole different bug.
Yeah, it's wild. There's like some crazy videos. I'm going to, after this call, I'll try and find one.
Whoa. They might be mosquitoes. Are midges mosquitoes?
I'm going to try and find this like super famous video for you.
Right,
so the listeners, like, I mean, all the UK listeners out here will know what midges are, but anyone else will just be.
Interesting. So the difference between a mosquito and a midgie is that a mosquito has a proboscis, and so you know what mosquitoes are. They jab you.
Yeah.
They jab you. Midges just bite you. Same family though.
Oh, there you go.
Did you send me the video?
No, I can't find it. I'll find it after. Fine.
If I'm being reminded of a video of in Alaska, apparently, which is super, super far north, like the farthest north in the United States you can go, like Arctic Circle north.
So the outdoor boys get right.
It's where the outdoor boys. Yeah, exactly. It's shout out the outdoor boys. That's where he goes on his hikes and camping trips and all that. There is an insane mosquito problem there where there are little clouds of mosquitoes that will just like fly around, which is crazy because it's so cold. How can they live there? You'd think it's because they're made by the devil. That's why. And they're godless creatures.
Well, hey, midges second that statement for sure.
Yeah. You got to have your own. The two things that the UK has, the US doesn't, are midges and stinging nettle.
Hey, you need to get outdoor boys on pod.
Yeah, that'd be cool, right? That'd be very cool.
Have you reached out to him?
No, I haven't. That's a good idea.
You should do it. Although I've seen somewhere that he like, because he doesn't have comments on his videos or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he disabled comments. And I think there's like no email anywhere.
I'll find it. He's a lawyer. I'll just message his law office and tell him.
See, here you go. There was a clip. Do you know the Fellas podcast? Have you seen that? It's a UK one, like UK YouTubers.
Oh, you know what's funny? I actually do follow some of those UK funny men, like Italian Batch and all them. Is he part of that, or is it
wait, who?
Italian Batch, Jack Joseph. What?
I don't know. I don't know. People? Yeah, no. This is
a second, bro.
It's called The Fellas, but they tried to the guy who did like the producer for that podcast tried to get him on, and he said he did the same thing. He reached out to his old law firm, and they like wouldn't give him any contact information. And then he managed to get an email through like the friend of a friend or whatever.
Oh, they got him on?
No, he didn't. They haven't got him on, I don't think.
But they're going to.
Possibly. I think they were trying to do a video where like
I'm doing it first.
Yeah,
do he's it. Coming on first. I think he comes on Treason Island before he comes on a show called The Fellas. Come on. So anyway, let's be a little more creative here, guys.
I reckon he'd answer if you dropped him a DM.
Yeah. Hey, my name's Trees and Nylon. Come on. I've never been backpacking before. Lastly, a question from our good friend, Go Outside More, your co-star of the last episode you were on, wants to know, who's your favorite Common Ground member? And why is it Trees?
Favorite Common Ground member? None of them? Is that a good enough answer?
Yeah, they all suck, yeah.
Yeah, they're all shit, man.
I don't want them on.
What an awful group. Like, yeah. What an awful idea. What an awful name. Jesus Christ.
An awful name, awful group. They don't even monetize their walks. They just let people go.
What a terrible idea.
Yeah, like I want to be able to pay for like a deluxe package at a walk where I get like better food than other people. That's provided for me.
Sounds good. We don't provide food anyway, but yeah, sure.
Well, you will. You will to the elite subscribers, you will. It's uncommon ground now. It's pay to play, baby.
No, actually, favorite Common Ground member, let's give you an answer. Probably Ben Green.
Is he an actual Common Ground member?
No.
Okay, cool. Anyway, that's all the questions I got for you. Do you have some questions for me? Do you have anything you wanna ask me?
That's all you've got? I've taken all this time and that's all you got.
What do you mean? Taking all this time? What are you talking about, man?
Do I have any questions for you? I don't think so. What are you doing? When are you going out next? What are you getting? Got any plans? Oh, any hobbies?
Yeah, actually, I've got a couple. First, I'm going on a sunrise hike on Saturday. I haven't been on a hike in probably 2 months or three. I haven't been on a hike this year.
I thought you were going to say 2 years then. I'm not going to lie.
No. What? I was out in a like Yellowstone Glacier Teton area in June of last year. So I've done hikes. I've been out there. I'm a hiker. I was looking at photos from that trip earlier today. I was like, damn, it is so beautiful out there. Like the nature in that that whole like Northwest Rocky Mountain area. Oh my God, nothing like it. Truly, like it's so breathtaking. But anyway, makes me want to write poetry. I'm going on a sunrise hike because one of my buddies is Muslim and he's celebrating Ramadan where he can't eat or drink when the sun is up. So I'm going on a sunrise hike so that he can eat, have water for the whole hike. And then on the way down, he just doesn't get any water on the way down.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's a nice idea. And then also it's cool anyway. Sunrise hikes are pretty awesome.
Exactly. Sunrise is cool. I've never done a sunrise at this hike that we're going to. So, but it should be good. We've got nice, it's like a clear opening view of the east and the west.
Is the weather going to be good though? That's the real question. Because it's the worst when you get up early and...
That is true.
Get to the top and you see nothing. I mean, it's still fun. It's worth it, but...
Tomorrow's actually going to be a little bit warmer. No rain. It rained for like 8 or 9 days straight. I know, whatever. You live in Manchester, we get it. But it rained for like 8 or 9 days straight here, which is very, very uncommon. So I'm ready for the sun again. But yeah, doing that, going on a joint bachelorette trip up in Asheville, which is like 2 hours north of me in the mountains. Really, really nice. We're going to do a hike as like a group when we're up there. So that'll be fun.
That's a nice like bachelor party.
Yeah, it's a really cool city. There's a lot of breweries. There's it's up in the mountains. So we're renting a cabin and just like hanging out, drinking, walking around the city, eating nice food. Going on some hikes. We're going to a drag show. It should be fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I've never done that before, but I think that'll be fun. And those are the ones I got scheduled right now. My annual Smoky Mountains trip I go with all my friends is the same time that I'm going to be on my honeymoon. So we'll see if that happens.
Where are you going to be honeymoon? We got honeymoon locked in.
We're splitting it half and half between Sicily and the Amalfi Coast. So
nice.
A week in Sicily, and we're doing half in Palermo, half in Taormina, And then the other half we're splitting between, actually, we're going to be in Positano, but traveling around to like different cities and seeing stuff.
So when I traveled to Italy, we ended it in the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, nice.
Super nice place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really good. I'm excited. Really, really good. Really like picturesque. There's some cool like hiking you can do around there as well.
Oh, yeah. Recommend. I'm ready for the Aperol splits to flow like water, and I'm ready for the fits. You know what I'm saying? The blue and white button ups.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the tiramisu as well, man.
Oh yeah, dude. The food in Italy is just amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go over to Capri for like the day or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. We're doing Capri's one day, Positano's one day, Amalfi's one day.
So this is the Amalfi Coast is where we camped on like this awful.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Yeah.
In the worst thunderstorm I've ever experienced in my life. Woke up at like 2 a.m. I can't speak. Woke up at 2 a.m., tent flooded is what I meant to say. Ran to like the toilet cubicle of this campsite and tried ordering an Airbnb, tried booking an Airbnb. Because we were just like scared for our lives. And then eventually just like got back in the tent when the rain stopped and went back to sleep.
Dang, trooper.
Yeah, it's nice though. It's real nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. When did you go?
Other than that, if you're not staying in the tent, you'll be fine.
Did you go in the summer or was it a different season?
September. So it was still like really warm.
Okay, cool.
But cool. Yeah, just happened to have like, there was two really bad storms when we were there. One at the start of the trip and one at the end.
Nice. Well, I believe that's all I got for you, Mr.
I got for you too, man.
Bleep Josty.
Hey, the name's out there, you know.
It is. You can say it.
I think so. I mean, it's wow, more just like
so
a running.
Far. This is character.
It's more of just a running joke now, you know.
Nice. Well, thank you for coming on. You know what they say: third time's a charm. We finally got to record together again, and it was an absolute pleasure. Go follow Josty on Instagram. Josty, the O is a zero. There's two Y's, I believe. He's posted some great Ali, cover your ears, Gorpcore content, you know, Gorped up to the nines, going on hikes, going a common ground walk if you live in the UK. Scotland hike coming soon, maybe. We'll see if they want to get swarmed by the plague of insects that live there. But yeah, thank you again for coming on, sir, and we'll keep in touch.
All good, man, for sure.
Cool. Yeah, very, very chill ending there, Josty.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
That's what I wanted.
Like, subscribe.
That's what I wanted.
What else? Like, subscribe, comment.
Comment, yeah.
What should they comment?
Comment, hashtag get the grint.
10,000 comments.
10,000 comments, and John Mayer's coming on the pod.
There you go. Made it here first.